If you're a parent, teacher, or school leader, and you're sick and tired of the frustration, anger, and unfair treatment of children at high risk in our public schools, then perhaps it's time for all of us to do something about it. In this podcast, Dr. Amitra Berry brings you tips, tools, strategies, and tactics to build successful solutions while touching, moving, and inspiring all of us to transform our schools so that every child thrives. Here's your host, Dr. Berry.
Welcome back, Equity Warriors. Thanks for tuning in today for another episode focused on the intersection of education and politics here on the 3E podcast. If I sound a little funny, it's because for some reason I'm losing my voice, but I'm not going to let that stop me. A few days ago, I posted on social media this statement. When high school athletes, especially those of color, stop signing to Florida universities, and the ones that are there hit the transfer portal, when the money stops coming in from especially football and basketball, they might rethink. Might. And if you're an athlete who has already signed, decommit. To be silent is to be complicit. To not take a stand is to silently support racism. So, what prompted that? Well, Emmitt Smith, a former Florida State and Dallas Cowboys football legend, put out this statement, and I'm going to quote, not his whole statement, just a couple of sentences. He said, "I am utterly disgusted by UF's decision and the precedent that it sets. We cannot continue to believe and trust that a team of leaders all made up of the same background will make the right decision when it comes to equality and diversity. History has already proven that this is not the case." He went on, I'm going to put the link down in the notes to the full statement. So what's going on? Well, back in January, Florida's Board of Governors voted to ban state spending on all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. They did this to comply with legislation put out by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, signed in May of last year, that defunded DEI programs at state universities and colleges. DeSantis has referred to DEI programs as a, quote, distraction from the core mission, end quote, of public education. A distraction from the core mission. You know what I call his statement? Yeah, bullshit. And what are my two favorite states to highlight when it comes to anti-DEI and flagrantly racist behaviors? Yeah, Florida and Texas. Old high heels DeSantis and his BFF in insensitive and hate for all things non-white, Governor Greg Abbott, they both enacted laws banning DEI offices at state colleges last year, back in 2023. At University of Texas Austin, some of the programs have stopped providing services to students. The Campus Multicultural Center has closed. Scholarships that provided funding for marginalized learners, especially dreamers, undocumented learners, have ended. Lectures have been canceled if they even touched on the topic of LGBTQ issues. Now, yeah, these laws could be labeled support for DEI if DEI means discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination. Discrimination against marginalized people, exclusion of marginalized people, and indoctrination into a racist mindset and whitewashed version of history. MAGA zealots like Abbott and DeSantis, when they say make America great again, what they'd really like to see, what they're really trying to do, is take us back to Jim Crow. There's a lawyer with the Legal Defense Fund that's a Washington, D.C.-based organization that focuses on racial justice, a man by the name of Antonio Ingram II. He said of Texas's law, his quote, "It's becoming a tool to usher in a colorblind university system in a way that is evasive of the history of race discrimination, evasive of state-sanctioned exclusion, not to mention attacks on the queer community." He's right. Whatever happened to free speech? I digress. Back to Emmett and why I posted what I posted. Let's follow the money. So this is something that we talk about in my home all the time, the revenue that is generated from football at the college level. So UT, University of Texas, their football revenue, just UT Austin, was $146.8 million last year. And that's according to an annual audit that was published by Austin accounting firm of Maxwell, Locke, and Ritter. Public information, folks. Public college, public information. $146.8 million in football revenue. Where does all that money go? Well, their head coach, Steve Sarkisian, he just got a new contract through 2030. Coach Steve, is going to earn, and I use that word lightly, $74.2 million in salary. $10.6 million per year, roughly, guaranteed. Even if he's fired after 2 years, he's going to get paid his full contract, $74.2 million. Over in Florida, athletics revenue was a little bit smaller, only $190.4 million in the 22-23 season at University of Florida. But if you add to that number their in-state rivals, Florida State, also a state university, also under DeSantis's mandate, no DEI in the state schools, the revenue over at Florida State, $161.4 million. Now, basic math, 190.4 plus 161.4, you're going to get roughly $352 million in football revenue. $352 million. So what are they getting over there? Well, U of Florida's head coach, Billy Napier, just signed a 7-year contract. He also got 2 luxury cars, a stadium suite, personal use of the university's airplane, $52 million salary, $7.4 million per year guaranteed. Again, even if he's fired after 2 years, he's going to get paid his full contract. Over at Florida State, their head coach is Mike Norvell. He just extended his contract through 2031 and over the next 8 years. His annual salary goes from $10 million to $11.05 million. Again, guaranteed. Even if he's fired before his contract ends, he gets all of that money. Now, I want you to think about something. You got coaches with $52 million contract, $70 million contract, $74 million contract. What do you think these players are getting? Sure, many of them are scholarshiped. Okay, free room and board, education. But how does that compare? And really, what's it worth? Well, at U Texas, Black players make up 53% of the team's roster. 53% players of color, we add Black to or add Brown to our Black players, 55%. Black players make up 68%, though, of the starting lineup. That's what we call disproportionality, because at UT, Black students are only 4% of the total student population. And I won't talk about that racist song. They make them sing it every game. Let's go over to Florida. Over at Florida, Black players make up 65% of the roster, Black players of color, 68%. And the starting lineup, 91% of the starting lineup are Black players. Extreme disproportionality. Let's see, 91% of the people doing the work, not getting paid for it. What does this remind me of? Unpaid Black bodies laboring to the financial benefit of people that don't care enough about them to even recognize who they are as people, their history. So, as I posted, these nouveau Jim Crow laws will not change without several things forcing a change. Number one, high school athletes, especially Black athletes that make up the disproportionate percentage, not only of the team roster, but the starting lineups, stop talking to scouts from Florida and Texas universities and any other universities, and several other Southern state universities come to mind. Any university that's eliminating and demonizing diversity and equity initiatives, don't talk to them. Don't give them the time of day. There are plenty of universities out there. Go west, where this isn't happening. As I looked at the rosters from those two universities and several others, You have Black and brown athletes, Pacific Islanders, Hawaiians, Samoans that are currently playing for these teams. If you're already there, hit the portal. There are plenty of universities that don't support this new Jim Crow. You can play elsewhere. And if you're a high school senior who's already committed to Florida, to a Florida university or a Texas university, there's this thing called decommit. Do it. Decommit. Hit social media hard with your decommitment. You'll get picked up somewhere. And if you're white and you call yourself an ally and you're an athlete, do the same thing. Decommit. Hit the portal. Tell the scouts from those anti-DEI universities to kick rocks. And every athlete, parent of an athlete, caregivers of athletes, families and friends, any of you over the age of 18 and eligible to vote, vote. These universities can't make those hundreds of millions of dollars they make every year if you won't slave for them. When the money stops coming in from especially football and basketball, they might rethink. Might. As I always say, to be silent is to be complicit. To not take a stand is to silently support racism. Again, if you're a parent or friend of a young athlete, if you're a young athlete or an old athlete, hit social media, share this episode with your friends, share this episode with athletes that you know, young athletes, high school students, those that are already playing in college. Have a conversation. Get involved. Stay involved. Make your voice heard. Make your vote count. Advocate through social media. Follow me across my channels and repost. Join me again next week. Connect with me on social. You know where the links are to social down in the notes. Send your questions, topics, requests to info@askdrberry.com. And I will answer your questions and bring you experts to help address the topics. And as always, don't worry about the things you cannot change. Change the things you can no longer accept. And I'll see you next time.
That's it for today's episode of the 3E Podcast. Head over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in a grand prize drawing to win a $25,000 value private VIP day with Dr. Berry herself. Be sure to head over to 3epodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Dr. Berry's gift. Then join us on the next episode.